Ray Foley on Today FM.
Talk to Foley. Voice notes 0874-100-102.
All right, very good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday. It's okay, I'm here now. Raymond is my name. My friend is JP.
Hello.
Soft launch.
Soft launch day 765.
Yeah, baby. 765 on the broadcasts. Still no sign of a solid contract even, or even a week. Would we even get a week long?
They told me they were going to revisit in 2026.
What does that even mean? Revisit, touch base.
Yeah.
What the hell does that
mean?
We'll
check back in with you guys.
We need to stick a pin in that.
Yeah.
So where you can stick your pin? Welcome to Thursday's show. We're recovering from all the 6-7s yesterday. 6-7 yesterday in Leitrim.
We had such a good time. Thanks for looking after us. Drumleese National School yesterday. And back now in Dublin. Up in Dublin. I'm ensconced in my nice warm... You know, I like being ensconced. I really do.
Yeah, a good ensconcing.
Oh, I love being ensconced. It's one of my favourite things, being ensconced.
Can you ensconce yourself, or do you have to get somebody else to do the ensconcing for you?
I haven't given it much thought. I've just usually found myself ensconced.
Right.
I don't know if someone else has perpetrated the ensconcement upon me. But sometimes I just realise, Jesus, I'm ensconced now. A lot of the time I'm incensed.
Right, yeah.
And that doesn't mean fancying a family member. I'm incensed.
No, it doesn't.
But now that I'm ensconced in my nice warm studio up in Dublin, I'm feeling pretty good.
You'd never be incensed when you're ensconced.
I wouldn't be, no.
No.
Sure, I don't have a sister. Have you seen the Lewises?
Oh, it's gone crazy.
The Lewises up in Dublin, lads. I didn't realise this, but yeah, I had read and I knew that the Lewis, one of the lines, the green line of the Lewis. By the way, this is so Dublin, but stay with me. The green line, a whole stretch of the Lewis, is dead. The power to it has gone. And I thought it was the storm maybe that had caused it, or maybe a tree fallen or whatever, but it's some sort of transformer box is blown and it's gone. And it didn't occur to me, I didn't give it any thought. I was like, I just presumed they'd get the Lewises back to the station or back to the shed.
Yeah, usually it's a quick turnaround on that, yeah.
They're just left there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
All the lights out.
It's incredible. If you're around Dublin, you might very well just spot an abandoned Lewis. Because there's nothing they could do. There's no power on the lines. So they're just randomly, like they're like ghost Lewises. They're left there completely and utterly useless. Empty vessels. Of no function, no use to anyone whatsoever. Shout out to Kieran Cuddihy, by the way.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine.
You're some man for the burns, aren't you?
I tell you what, no lights on. Nobody in sight. Absolutely no value to anyone whatsoever at the moment. Fingers crossed they can get the Lewis going sooner rather than later. Up in Dublin.
I've heard actually the maintenance teams, they've gone around 12 substations and a bunch of the Lewises. It's like they're trying to find the broken bulb in your string of Christmas lights.
That's exactly
one of them has gone wrong somewhere, and they haven't quite found which one it is yet.
Unbelievable. And just abandoned. Just like everyone that was there just left. Much like Kieran Cuddy, it has to be said.
come on, lads, I'm only joking.
It's nasty now before Christmas and all.
Right, €275,000 on the cash machine. If you want to get into win, text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play to win. This is the biggest ever cash total on Irish radio. It's the biggest ever cash machine and it's 275k for you. Text win to 57557. You can play online as well. Terms and conditions online. todayfm.com/cash machine. And get it done at any stage all the way up until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then between 3 and 4 tomorrow, we could be calling your number. If we do, don't leave it long. Answer within 5 rings and tell us this amount. This life-changing amount this weekend. A week and a half out from Christmas. €275,000. Text WIN to 57557. Or get online to the cash machine. todayfm.com/cash machine. This is Today FM. Olivia Dean and The Man I Need. Today FM.
We're playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Soft launch day 765. Ray Foley's my name, my friend is JP.
Hiya.
How's it going?
How you going, you?
How's it going, you?
How's it, man?
How's it going, you?
Soft launch day 765.
How's it going, you?
Oh, baby. Welcome on into the broadcast. Feeling pretty nice to be ensconced. And it's gotten rotten again, all again in Dublin. It was pretty nice there earlier, but it's gotten rotten outside again. So it's nice to be ensconced, isn't it? I love a good ensconcement.
The pair of us ensconced together.
We're ensconced together like two peas in a pod. Like Chippendale Rescue Rangers. A pair of little chipmunks ensconced with our nuts. And JP's sharing his nuts with me. And do you know what, JP?
What?
I'll let you have a nibble of my nuts.
Thanks,
well,
man.
Staying nice and warm and dry in this inclement weather, ensconced in our studio, hop in Dublin. And you know what? There's nobody I'd rather be ensconced with.
That's very sweet of
than
you.
Thanks
for
than
saying.
You.
Oh, okay. Was me. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, if you can be ensconced, can you be disconced?
Ensconced.
Or unsconced.
No, if you're ensconced, you're outsconced.
All right.
I won't be outsconced by anyone. When it comes to a good sconcing, quite a few people think I'm a bit of a sconce. But I do like to be ensconced, particularly when it's rough. It's when the weather's like pretty shaky and cold.
Tis the weather to be ensconcing, yeah.
0874 100 102. We're talking about the Lewis as well a couple of minutes ago. Absolutely useless. Stopped dead in its tracks, literally. In Dublin, up in Dublin. The power's been cut off to one of the Lewis, the Green Line Lewis. So all of the trams are just stopped and abandoned. Lights out, completely stopped. And so one's right up, right on a junction or next to a junction,
right?
Aaron JP, read the Lewis. It's a term called blatant abandonment. Oh, I've suffered that.
Yeah, I've seen you blatantly abandoned, all right, chap.
Yeah. Often associated, my Jane Laura's actually usually reflect blatant abandonment. That's the listenership figures, lads. I'm only joking. Aaron JP, Ree Lewis. It's a term called blatant abandonment, often associated with rural Ireland cars left abandoned en masse or the GAA match of the show. Hey, from Ben. A blatant abandonment of a car. Yeah, I very often drive past a car and go, is that just left there now? Is that left there? Because there's no sign in the window or anything saying it's either take me or for sale.
Do you ever drive past a supermarket at like 10 or 11 at night, all the lights are off, but there's still a bunch of cars in the car park and think, what's going on there now?
What's the story?
Who's left those cars?
Staff. Because there's,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, there's stock taken or whatever in sight. In terms of the Lewis, this is Stuart in Dublin. In terms of the Lewis, I guess it's difficult for them to keep track of things.
Thanks, Stuart.
Stuart, you did it.
Oh, God.
You nailed it.
Guys, this is good stuff.
Correct. All right, what else have I got for you today? Woke up this morning, I saw on the news. I saw a picture of Pat Kenny on the news. You see, this is my Instagram. I put it on my Instagram stories this morning. The picture of Pat Kenny from back in the day. By the way, tell me I'm wrong, but hello, Pat Kenny.
What a good-looking man he was. And still is, to be fair.
Pat Kenny currently is a stud, but back in the day, he was a fine filly.
There was a bang of Clark Kent off him, wasn't there?
Unbelievable. Or Pierce Brosnan in that, what was that, Remington Steel. Isn't there? There's a picture of Pat Kenny holding a brick of a mobile phone up to his face. And the article was, on this day 40 years ago, the first ever mobile phone call was made in Ireland. I was like, did Pat Kenny make the first ever mobile phone call in Ireland? Or was it just that RTE only had a photograph of Pat Kenny on the day as a reporter maybe reporting on it?
Wasn't the story that it was the first ever mobile call and he made a call to the Department of Finance or something? Like it was some government department and that was the first ever mobile call made, I think.
Why did he do that? Was something wrong?
Know.
Was the Lewis broken? Hello,
broken.
Pat Kenny here. Just calling to let you know that the Lewis is broken down. So Pat Kenny did make the first mobile phone call in Ireland. Here's a funny one for you. I don't know Pat Kenny at all. I see him occasionally in the office. But years ago, I would be invited to mobile phone launches.
new models of mobile phones. Do you remember back in the day?
I do indeed, yeah.
They used to, before the iPhone and whatever your Android of choice is, there was a whole, used to be a whole ecosystem of different phones. Like Nokia would have a new launch of something.
Sony Ericsson
would be launching something else. Motorola would have a yoke coming out.
There was a model called the Pebble, wasn't there? I got given a Pebble once for free at a launch.
Microsoft had their own phones for a while. And for all of these phones and models, they'd have parties for them. And we'd be invited to the parties. This was the time before I had kids. So I'd go to all of these. Is there wine there, I'd say. And they'd go, yeah. Is there a chance I might get a free phone out of it? They go, Jesus, yeah. I'm like, I'm there. Put me down for two. I'll be bringing JP with me. Here's the truth of all of the mobile phone parties. Pat Kenny was always at them.
He's always at the cutting edges, Pat, isn't he?
No word of a lie. Pat Kenny was always at the mobile phone launch parties. And someone said to me, oh yeah, Pat's big into his mobile phones. Isn't that weird? And now we know why. Because Pat Kenny invented the mobile phone in Ireland. Here's my question though. Was it ready to go? On the 088, it probably wasn't on Pat. Like, it was Pat a bill pay customer as the first user of the mobile phone in Ireland on the 088? Or was he a classic ready-to-go, Republica ready-to-go style user, putting in the credit? Did you have to have cards? Did you have to get a card and scratch it? Like scratch card type things? I think you'd have to go into the shop and buy a card. Jesus, lads, we're going deep. Oh, lads.
Might have to fire that bad boy up.
Oh, no, don't do this. Come on, we're better than this.
Warning, warning, Jamember. This is a Jamember warning. Jamember, remembering stuff on the radio.
It's happened. So did you have to go into the shop and buy a card and scratch it? And that would be a code behind the scratch card. And then you'd have to put that code in on the baby I'm ready to goes.
I remember the cards. I don't remember the scratching. Maybe there was scratching.
Pat Kenny, the first ever user of a mobile phone in Ireland. Any other firsts for Pat Kenny? 0874100102.
Wasn't Pat the first person in Ireland to ever own a dodgy box? I think he was. Now, he did get rid of it, in fairness. When there was a crackdown, he was also the first to get rid of the dodgy box. But he was the first in the door, I believe.
We'd better get rid of the dodgy box. I don't think the dodgy box was a good idea.
Pat's always been a fine figure of a man. So, and the secret behind that, I happen to know.
Oh.
Because Pat and Kathy, the wife Kathy, were the first couple ever in Ireland to get a Wii Sports. So they were up at all hours. A Wii Sports.
On the Wii.
Nintendo, yeah.
Sorry,
the Nintendo
I forgot
Wii.
About Wii Sports.
Yeah, yeah, and they were playing the tennis there and the bowling.
So you're telling me Pat Kenny was the first ever Irish user, or do you mean internationally user of Wii Sports?
Irish user. He had a long-standing relationship with Nintendo. He had the first ever Game Boy Advance. He was very excited about it going up to 32-bit.
Pat Kenny first, 0874-100-102. I've got one here.
Go on.
Pat Kenny was the first person ever to get the BCG. And Kathy, she'd punch him on the arm. And he'd go, ah, me BCG.
Do you know what?
What?
I believe Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to ever have Flahaven's Quick Oats. Before that, everyone was having Slow Oats.
We don't know who had the Slow Oats first, do we?
We don't know. We've no info on that.
Might be Marty Whelan or something. Or Cable.
he did the first ever Ice Bucket Challenge in Ireland. That was Pat.
I did not know that.
No, there's a video of it knocking around somewhere.
It's on
fully nude.
Probably on Facebook or something.
And Pat had the first ever avocado in Ireland. They didn't exist. It's true. And it wasn't even smashed. He just bit into it like an apple because he'd never seen it before.
He thought it was a
lime. He nearly swallowed the stone, lads.
He thought it was a funny coloured lime.
Do you remember Pat used to come into work in a Segway? He was the first one in Ireland to have a Segway. He was, yeah. I don't know about any other firsts, though. I tell you what, I'll just type in Pat Kenny
first. If anyone has any firsts, 0874-100-102.
Actually, something has occurred to me. Pat Kenny was, his house, right, was the first house in Ireland to get
a toilet.
No, to get an air code.
A Triton power shower.
First house in Ireland with an air code. And the air code, guys, I think I can reveal this. It's not like a privacy issue.
What was it?
It was PK4EVA. PK4EVA. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Incredible stuff. He's always at the vanguard, leads the charge and everything new.
Pat Kenny, I know he was the first person to ever use a stamp. but that's well documented. 0874-100-102. Things that you know or you can verify Pat Kenny was the first ever person to do. This is off the back of the, Pat Kenny was the first person to ever use a mobile phone. 0874-100-102.
I think Pat was the first person in Ireland to ever have dandruff, but then get rid of dandruff by using Head and Shoulders.
Sorry, I thought it was
Clinic. Yeah, it was.
And of course, he was the first ever customer of Ready to Go.
Oh, what song?
Isn't this a great song?
Great song.
Skunk?
Republican.
What was the lead singer's name?
Oh,
Stink?
God. No, you're thinking of Skunk and Nancy.
What a song. Republican, Ready to Go, Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Have you got credit on your phone? Can you buy me some credit? Listen, for Christmas, just get me some credit for Christmas. Getting the phone for free when you start college. Unbelievable scenes. Unbelievable. So Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to ever use a mobile phone on this day 40 years ago. Most likely a Ready to Go customer. I mean, it's indisputable on the 088s over there. Hang on, 088s? Yeah, it was 088, wasn't it? Any more Pat Kenny first, 0874 100102. Sheila says Pat Kenny was the first to order a Chinese. He feckin' loves a Chinese. I didn't realise that. The first ever Chinese in Ireland was consumed by Pat Kenny. Sweet and sour chicken balls and fried rice.
Daniel says Pat Kenny was the first man in Ireland to use a hula hoop.
A hula hoop, right?
Okay.
I can see that.
I actually can as well, yeah.
Wasn't Pat Kenny the last man in Ireland to have a marathon? And he was the first to have a Snickers. From Neil in Kilkenny, love the show. Hey, cheers, Neil. Johnson Donegal, say good afternoon to John this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John.
John says, Pat Kenny was the first person to have a sunroof in the car.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Any more of those 0874 100102?
JC says, Pat Kenny was the first man in Ireland to use a non-stick frying pan.
Oh, yeah. And
he would.
Yeah, he would.
Sounds about right.
On the cutting edge of modern technology, that's Pat Kenny for you. On the, between the mobile phones and the non-stick frying pans, that lad is on the pig's back. Let me see. Voice notes 0874 100102. Eamon's over there saying good afternoon to Eamon.
Good
this afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Eamon.
Eamon.
Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to have a breakfast roll.
Oh, I can, yeah.
Was it? I thought that was Pat Short, the other Pat.
No, yeah, but I think Pat Kenny was with him.
Okay. He's kind of like, it's kind of that Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin thing, is it? Like, first man on the moon. It's like,
definitely.
Questions are being asked. Right.
They were calling in.
Didn't fake the first breakfast roll, did they, Ray and
Alice? The first breakfast roll landing. No, Pat was with them. They're on a long journey. And they pulled in and they were like, what's all this? What the hell? What's this? First deli, like.
Oh, hang on. Here's one. Peter in Waterford says, guys, Pat Kenny was the first man to wear boxer shorts going away from the wife fronts. The wife fronts.
Excuse me, what?
The wife fronts. Aren't they wife fronts?
Do you want to try saying wife fronts again?
Well, this person, Peter, says white fronts, but white fronts isn't
white
a thing.
Fronts, yeah. So, first person to transition from wife fronts to boxers. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Pat Kenny was the first person to put AdBlue in the car. It was the first person to work out what it was and then put it in the car.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Any more of those? Thoroughly enjoyable. 0874 100102. Saffron was the lead singer in Republica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Skunk was the lead singer in Skunk and Nancy. You're absolutely right. And Johnny's there. Johnny?
Pat Kenny was the first person ever to get the error code 404 on Netflix.
Oh, the error code, yeah. Not just on Netflix, on multiple websites. That was a trendsetter and a trailblazer in so many ways. Any more of those? 0874 100102. Stay with us and playing Lady Gaga for your next.
With Care Plus. Care with a
care. Bing bong. Kelly Clarkson and Underneath the Tree. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love and a very good afternoon. My name is Ray. JP's over there.
How are you?
Pat Kenny the First. That's his royal title, by the way. Pat Kenny the First. King Pat Kenny the First. Pat Kenny first, 0874 100102. Pat Kenny was, on this day 40 years ago, the first person to ever make a mobile phone call in Ireland. But of course, that's not the only Pat Kenny first. Quite a number of people claiming that they have evidence of things that Pat Kenny was the first person to do. For instance, Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to use a tumble dryer.
Oh, right, okay. We're all using clotheslines, and then he got the device, the mechanism.
Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to use a trackpad. Not the mouse. Everyone was using a mouse. But the first person to use a trackpad.
Gotcha.
He was known as Trackpad Pat.
A trackpad. A trackpad.
Do you know?
A trackpad.
Pat was the first man in Ireland to ever use indicators.
And the last. based on my experience driving up from Leitrim yesterday. Ah, sure, everyone knows where I'm going. Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to use self-service checkouts.
Yeah, I'd see that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And he was the first person to have a club card as well. He's got all the club cards, though. He's got the one for Super Value, he's got the one for Dunn's, he's got the one for Tesco's, he's got the whole lot of them. And he's the apps for the ones that are necessary for the apps. Pat Kenny was the first person to drive the Lewis, says Tommy.
Was he? Do you know what? I could see that.
But it was just pushing forward. Not to just besmirch the Lewis drivers, but it's just pushing forward on the... I've watched them. There's a lot. It's not just pushing forward on the lever yoke, but... very satisfying, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
First person to have an OnlyFans account from Dermot.
Right. Is this still operational, Dermot?
Well, I'm still subscribed.
Okay.
So I'm still getting that content.
Money's still coming out of your account?
I must check, actually. I haven't clicked in a while, but I'm still paying the sub.
Did you used to leave tips?
I have to catch up. Love the show.
Hey!
Craig says Pat Kenny was the first person to be called Pat Kenny.
What?
Pat Kenny was the first person ever to be called Pat Kenny.
He invented the name.
Pat Kenny the first. Pat Kenny was the first person ever to get a tramp stamp tattoo from Paul and Kilkenny. Loved the show. Hey. Yeah, it was... it's a butterfly. It was one of the... You can still see it on YouTube. On one of the toy shows. Whatever way he was bending... it was Lego or something. And you caught a glimpse of it in the T-shirt. Because the T-shirt wrote...
Was it a child who gave it to him?
The T-shirt wrote up. No.
Would have a tattoo gun.
No, he had it done before. But you could just see it on the toy show. Sinead is over there, 0874-100-102. Sinead?
Hey, lads.
Hiya, Sinead.
Pat Kenny was actually the first person to replace Gabe Byrne.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Hey. Love the show.
Hey, Sinead, you're a melt. Thanks for that. Who else? Terry's over there. Say good afternoon to Terry.
Good afternoon to you, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Pat Kenny was the first man ever to do the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, to complete the Rubik's Cube, is it?
Must be.
Terrence from County Cavan. Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Terrence. Apparently he's so good now he can do it one-handed. And he's not bad at the Rubik's Cube either, lads.
Hey!
Noel's over there, 0874-100-102. Hello, Noel. Talk to me.
Pat Kenny was the first person to listen to Boyzone.
Oh, yeah. He's still a massive fan.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Pat got in there on the ground floor.
Well, they sent him the demo and he sent it on to Louis Walsh then.
I had no idea.
He got the first listen.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Cutting edge trendsetter, Pat. Any more of those? 0874-100-102. And I play Benson Boone next.
With Care Plus, be the reason someone smiles. Join Care Plus. CarePlus.ie.
This is all nonsense.
Yeah.
This is all nonsense. And this is our whole show now today.
Yeah.
That man put in a shift this morning between 9 and midday.
He's a legend.
And we're doing this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Benson Boone, sorry, I'm here for someone else. This is Today FM, we're playing the music you love. Pat Kenny was the first man in Ireland to use a mobile phone this day 40 years ago. Well, not the only firsts for Pat. Jonathan's in Limerick.
Pat Kenny was the first man in Ireland to have a bidet and use it.
Oh, wow, right?
Wow.
Loads of people had bidets, but using it is an entirely different matter for its intended purpose, I presume. Daniel's over there. Daniel?
Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to say 6-7.
6-7! He was actually, and he's still at it. Brendan, talk to me.
Hey, boys. What's the chances that Pat Kenny was the first person to say I love the show?
Hey!
Yeah, he was. Ray Foley on Today FM.
Pat used to listen to our podcast, actually, back in the day. He was a massive fan. All right, let's stay on Today FM and play some...
Where's my husband? Your husband is coming.
On the way next.
With Care Plus.
Kygo, Whitney Houston. Hiya, love. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. My name is Ray Foley. JP's over there.
I am.
Would you look at what the cat dragged in?
Oh, my God.
The one, the only, the legendary, the beautiful, the vivacious. Annette Freeman is here, everybody. Hey. Nettie, darling.
Hi, lads.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
We love you.
Do you?
Is this your last one before Christmas?
I think it is going to be my last one before Christmas.
No, don't say that.
Next Thursday is Christmas Day, is it?
No, it's a Thursday after.
Sorry, I'm all mixed up. No, this will be my last one, Rick. I'm going to work from home next Thursday.
School holidays starting when?
School holidays are starting
next Friday, isn't it?
Next Friday, 12 o'clock.
Off. Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's I'm 2 weeks. They're not back to the 6th of January or something.
That's an old cod. What's wrong with you? Say it. Use your words. Your headphones are crap, are they?
The headphones are. I can't hear anything.
Twist the knob there.
Are
they plugged in?
I don't know.
Yes, ah, you're some flute.
Well, I didn't know what it was for.
Look at that.
No, they're not.
Twist it now. Can you hear us now? Two.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. I was really discombobulated there. Where were we, lads?
Annette just put on a pair of headphones and they're not even plugged in. And then she's doing this.
I blame the producer, having
a conversation at the same time. So I'm like, how are you getting on?
Help me over here.
I'm getting on grand. I don't know when the school holidays are on.
Stop taking the mic.
I'm not coming in next week.
Do you know what? I never liked wearing headphones, and then you bullied me into wearing headphones, and now I can't. Now it's just part of the whole performance.
Leave them off. I don't care.
No, I want them on.
You do you.
Thank you.
What do you make of the Pat Kenny thing? Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to use a mobile phone on this day 40 years ago. Of course, you'd know Pat with your News Talk background. Does he still have an 088 phone number?
I don't know. Pat's always and see if I have it in my contacts here.
Oh, let's ring Pat.
Let's
on
ring
Nettie's
Pat.
On Nettie's phone.
I don't think I've Pat in my phone.
Hello.
Hold on a second now.
Hello, Pat speaking.
I've Pat Balf. That's no good.
No. No offence, Pat.
No offence, Pat. Keeping the whole show on the road. Two Pats keeping the show on the road.
4100-102 for first things Pat Kenny's done. Pat Kenny was the first man to have a duvet in Ireland from Sheila. Love the show.
Hey.
Because it was all blankets up to that point.
Just sheets and blankets, yeah.
And the odd jacket or overcoat thrown over the bed on a cold night. Yeah, Pat was the first to have a duvet.
Pat was the first man in Ireland to have a dimmer switch.
What?
A dimmer. It dims the lights.
A dimmer switch, like the twisty knob thing beside the lights.
A dimmer switch.
Only you would know what that is.
A dimmer.
Do you have them in your house?
Is this one of the things where it proves you've got an IQ of 160 if you know what a dimmer switch is?
A dimmer knob.
Didn't
know
that. We had dimmer switches, yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure you did. Did it buzz?
Yeah. When you turned it down, it started to buzz more loudly.
We had one dimmer switch in our house. We never spoke to him. He used to call me the dimmer switch behind me back. Hey-o. I think. No, we had one dimmer switch in our house, and it would buzz when you dim it at all. It would kind of start buzzing, it would do my head in. So in that room, it would be lights on or lights off. Pat Kenny was the first man in Ireland to have sliced pan, doing away with having to cut his own bread. From George and Maynooth, love the show.
Hey.
Here's George. Lee is in Drogheda. He says, love the show. Hey. He says, I hear Pat Kenny was the first to get Serview.
Serview. Right.
Serview?
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
Was he the first to get Teletext as well?
Airtel.
Airtel, apologies.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Huh?
Teletext
was on ITV.
All right.
CFAX was on the BBC. And Airtel was on RTE.
Right.
You were able to get your lotto results on there. See this with our RTE Backhurst. Are you listening, Kevin Backhurst? He was up before one of the committees yesterday. He says, the lotto is costing us too much money.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, what are they doing? Have you watched the lotto on the telly recently?
They said there were overheads involved and they're very expensive.
Can you tell me? What are they doing?
Studio lights. Cameras.
No, literally. Hair I mean, makeup. Literally.
No, I don't watch the lotto on the TV.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the lotto recently?
Now and again. It's like 5 minutes or something, is it? Or less?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It's costing so much money. What JP said. It's hair, it's makeup, it's lighting, it's production.
I don't get it.
Pat Kenny did the first ever quick pick.
What?
Pat Kenny did the first ever quick pick. All the picks before that were very slow.
I know. And so on that, do we always get Pat Kenny's numbers when we do a quick pick now?
Be very careful.
Pat Kenny made the first round. He made the first round bale of silage in the country from Damo.
Used to be square.
And he wrapped it.
Game changer. Any more of those? 0874-100-102. We've actually got Nettie in to talk about something else. Sure, we might do that after this, will we? We will, sure. 0874-100-102. We want to talk about Christmas presents in a couple of minutes and this push for adults to not buy each other Christmas presents. I'm all in. This is Today FM. I saw your green hair. Chapel Road on the subway. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Alright, good afternoon. It's Thursday. Ray Foley here, JP over there.
Hiya.
Annette Freeman over there.
Hi.
And Pat Kenny on the mobile phone. For this day, 40 years ago, Ireland's first ever mobile phone call was made by Pat Kenny. Other firsts for Pat. Connor says Pat Kenny had the first ever slinky.
Oh.
And he was mad. The day he got it, he was up and down the stairs like a fiddler's elbow. Up and down the stairs. Kathy, look at this. It's like it has a mind of its own. And Jer's been on. He says, Pat Kenny was the first person in Ireland to live in harmony with the Badger family. That's true.
My family and the Badger family have lived together in harmony for the last 30 years.
There you go. Nature lover Pat. Right, let's talk about this. This is, what are we, a week and a half out? And just last, I'd say it was over the weekend. So maybe Sunday evening, my wife said to me, she said, I've got something I want to talk to you about. And I was like, go, just go. Pack your bags. I won't hold you back.
Take the kids, leave the kids.
Fly. Spread your wings and fly, I said. Take the kids. I'm happy to keep the house. Take the dog with you while you're at it. You can take either or both of the cars. I don't care. She says, no, it's not that. She says, just to be clear, we're not getting each other anything for Christmas this year, are we? And I said, what?
Then no!
Because I already had a list ready.
Of presents that you wanted or presents for her?
Obviously, presents that I wanted. I was chasing the new PlayStation 5 Pro or the... It's not new, but... PlayStation 5 Pro. Maybe a big telly would be nice. I don't know, something, some sort of little treat for Daddy. No. In truth, I said, Jesus, no. No, we're not getting each other anything.
No, I don't want presents either.
Say if you have a joint bank account.
What?
If you have a joint bank account.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing in our house.
What's the point in, like, you're just buying a gift for somebody with...
We're spending each other's money.
Yeah.
To buy...
I'll just buy it myself and I'll buy something I want.
Yeah, but then there's no romance or joy in that, is there?
I don't think you can take the chance, even if somebody says, don't buy me a present, you kind of have to still buy them a present, don't you? Our mother would often say, don't be buying me a present, don't buy me a present.
I think
there was a Christmas about 3 years ago where nobody bought her a present.
She was thick.
It was noted.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, but your mammy, you said not to buy you a present.
I meant buy me a present.
Only yesterday evening, Mammy Freeman messaged in to the Freeman women WhatsApp and said, please do not get anything for me. I have all I need. I'm serious. So she does not want any gift. And we wouldn't. You would not bring a gift.
You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking, JP. It's interesting that there's a Freeman women group.
Yep.
And then there's all Freemans. So all of the business gets done in the Freeman women group. Am I right?
All the business gets done there.
So there's no point in telling everyone. Because half of the population are going to just ignore it or disregard it. Whereas if you message the Freeman women, the message will get through.
Yes, it will.
So Mammy doesn't want anything.
No.
So where does that leave you?
I wouldn't get her anything.
Okay.
I honestly wouldn't get her anything. I'm a bit practical like that.
Yeah.
Like I'd more buy for nieces, nephews, that type of thing. I wouldn't buy for my siblings.
No, but then what about Ray, your husband?
Oh, yes, Ray. It'd be like maybe a T-shirt or a shirt or a nice bottle of perfume. But like it wouldn't be anything like big ticket stuff. Like when we didn't have kids and we were just early days relationship, he got me a trip to New York.
Wow.
That's good. That's
Celtic
love.
Tiger stuff now.
He wanted to lock that down.
Mm. Took him a few years after that.
Yeah, that's a good one. But this is at a time when we didn't have kids, we had time and we had money.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
I still have the first gift that he ever got me, and it's a white bathrobe. Now, to be fair, it's probably not exactly white
anymore. Was it robbed from a hotel?
21 years old.
He gave me a pair of slippers as well with it. It was fantastic.
It's a Clarion Hotel Sligo on it.
Just said Morgan on the back, actually, now that I think of it. But I do think there was a brand at the time called Morgan, or a fashion brand. And I still have that. I'd never bought any other bathrobe. That, even though the real wooliness has gone out of it, I'm getting my money's worth there.
That's your bathrobe of love. There is a hotel called the Morgan, though, isn't there?
Yep. I'm not bursting your bubble.
I'm just saying, Jesus.
Google it. There was a brand here in Ireland called Morgan. They were in Cleary's.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to think the best presents I've ever gotten, for like I've ever received from my beloved. By the way, we're talking adult presents.
Mm. Yes.
Your best presents that you've ever gotten from your other half. The best presents. And don't say something sappy like the kids, okay?
Ugh.
We're not here for your crap, your sentimental mush. The best presents you've ever gotten from your other half, and particularly from the fellas, 0874 100 102. Now think, physical things, like presents that you unwrap and it's like, oh, this is a great present. Like I got, in the early days of our relationship, my wife got me a PlayStation Portable, you know, the small little ones?
Yeah.
And I still remember, and she still remembers it being the best reaction of any present she's ever got me, because men are just big boys who just want toys. And a PlayStation was like, oh, you got me a toy. Loved it. She also got me a mini disc player once. Do you remember mini discs?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
She got me a mini disc player, and I was like, this is brilliant.
See, yeah, none of those things now I would be able to buy
gadgets
for my beloved. No.
But this is the thing is now, now I just, if I wanted a mini disc player or anything like that, I just buy it for myself.
Yeah.
Or even a PlayStation or whatever, I just buy it for myself. So she's bunched in that regard. But anything like that, that's a cool toy. I'd love that. Do you know what I got the other day? And I thought she could have gotten me this.
What?
I saw it on Instagram. You know,
here's what you could have got me.
Well, this is the other thing. It arrived yesterday in the post, and when I got home from Leitrim, it was there waiting for me in the box. And she's like, "What's that? You bought yourself something?" I said, "Wait, you see it? It's basically a brush, but it's like it's like if a brush and a drill, like a dish brush, like you know the brush used for
scrubbing
brush. Yeah, it's as if a drill and a brush had a baby, and it's just, but you push a button.
What do you use it for?
It scrubs and twirls around. Like it's rechargeable. You keep it under the sink. And
it's a spinning brush.
It's a spinning brush. It's from Bosch. Bosch.
For cleaning dishes.
Yeah, for whatever. The saucepans ground in.
It's like a giant electric toothbrush.
Yeah, but it's not that big. It's only about that big.
Go on.
It's about that.
But you could just soak them and give it a bit of elbow grease. Why did you need a gadget for that?
Because Instagram said I needed a Bosch.
Nothing says I love you like clean plates. If she bought it for you, I suppose.
The best
presents. Do you have a dishwasher?
What?
Do you have a dishwasher?
I do, yeah.
What do you have?
The dishwasher doesn't take out the scrambled eggs.
Jesus, you're burning stuff left, right and centre.
The dishwasher would easily leave a bit behind.
You know now, you're getting awkward there. You know you've made a bad purchase there. You were so old a pup.
Do you want to know what made it a bad purchase? When I forgot I'd already put one in the cart.
Oh my God.
And now my father-in-law is getting a second Bosch. Ray Foley on Today Jax Jones and Bree, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love, Ireland. Very good afternoon. It's Thursday. We're a week and a half out from Christmas. Happy Christmas. Oh, come here.
Go on.
Speaking of Christmas, the Grinch is causing all sorts of havoc.
Oh, yeah.
Inside your nearest McDonald's. This is the Grinch meal. Gherkin flavoured fries, odd socks with your Grinch meals. You can get it in store, in the restaurant, or on your McDelivery. He's robbing lyrics out of songs, well-known Christmas songs. He's attacking them. This is the Grinch. This is this Grinch lad, I tell you. He's attacking well-known Christmas songs, stealing lyrics out of the songs. And when you hear the lyrics being stolen, tell us what's been swapped out. We'll put you in to win €1,000 in cash. 0874 100 102. Stay listening for the Grinch appearing at some stage before the end of the broadcast this afternoon. All the thanks to McDonald's and the Grinch menu at McDonald's. I'm kind of Grinchy. We're kind of Grinchy in our house, actually. We're like, let's leave the presents this year. Between the adults, this is adult Christmas presents. 0874 100 102. Annette, you were saying that your husband, he likes a nice dinner, or a nice restaurant.
Yeah, he likes a nice meal out.
That's
a great gift.
Yeah, or a holiday, like you were saying. When he took you to New York, it's like, oh, this man must really love me.
And I got him a trip to a premiership game once. And
That's love. Was it pre-marriage?
Yes, yes.
There you go. Yeah, you see, all these ostentatious displays of affection
happen before you're engaged.
Once you're married, it's like, well, that's it.
I'll give a bunch of fairly high value vouchers for things, and then a stupid present like bamboo utensils. So I'll top it up with something daft that they might need, like a chopping board.
That's useful though.
Saying vouchers,
yeah.
Vouchers.
Yeah.
And then something daft.
Something stupid, yeah.
Right.
Vouchers is good. You get to have an experience, whether it's dinner or a spa break, something like that.
Okay.
Do you know what I got once?
Oh, you're all about restaurant vouchers, but when I say spa vouchers, like, all right.
I'd love to. Do you know where I'm going to go at Christmas?
Where's that?
The seaweed bats in Inniscrown.
They're brilliant.
They're so good. I'll meet you there.
If you've been out late the night before...
not good for you. You'll get really dehydrated.
Oh, well, in my experience...
Right, okay.
I have found that if I'm a little bit bedraggled...
Yes.
The seaweed bats are stunning. But stay hydrated. But it's very good. Oh yeah, seaweed bats and Inniscrown, definitely a good show. Vouchers for that is a good one.
Vouchers for that's a good one.
And that's an experience. And they have twin bats as well.
No, if not. I have had a seaweed bath twice before.
Did you like them?
I thought they were okay. Are you supposed to drink the water?
Yeah. Can you take seaweed like off a shoreline yourself and just chuck it in the bath?
In the bath.
Yeah. Is it the same experience?
I think it is.
Yeah, from the Irish Sea, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, and Sellafield only over the way. Yeah,
I think it is. It is a similar thing. Not from
we go after work, we get a bag of seaweed.
But Wild Atlantic Way seaweed, and then once you put it in there, you need to have the water piping hot, and then the whatever the oils are.
I love a seaweed bath.
Oh, I love a seaweed bath. Yeah, shout out to Inniscrown for the seaweed bath. 0874-100-102, your best present that you've ever gotten as an adult. Instead of this push for rather for dropping presents between adults, what's the best present you ever got as an adult?
Got given a colander once.
Okay.
For draining leaves.
Awesome.
Well done for draining seaweed.
Throw the seaweed into it there and say while you're inside the bath.
I got a mojito making kit once. The whole thing, even the little thing to crush the ice, this little thing that you tear. And
did you ever use it?
I did. I used it loads. We had a great Christmas in Kilkelly.
All right. I love getting gadgets. Mags is over there. Mags.
Hi, Ray. I got a power washer 1 year for Christmas. Now I have a thing about washing the car myself.
Why? Because it's not done properly, is it? Or the machines can't do it? Why?
And I never take my car through a drive-thru or any car wash. So I think I'm...
Why? Why?
Saving money.
I'm more...
What?
You're saving money.
Is it the money, Mags?
Yeah, it's 13, 14 euro. It sounds like Mags has got a bit of a hang-up.
Well, also, they say those brushes can scratch your cars as well. They say the brushes can affect the paint on your car. Well,
then that's it. I'd be more concerned about that.
Use the sprayer job then. Use the sprayer.
That's so I think I must have pestered my husband and I said, God, I'd love to get a power washer. And lo and behold, one Christmas morning a number of years ago, I opened the box and here there was a power washer.
That's a great present.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be another great present? Second freezer.
Like a small chest freezer, or like are you talking about a
freezer out in the shed? Second
great
freezer.
Idea. Yeah.
That's very practical and that's the kind of thing I could get excited about.
Yeah.
And it's a thing. Like, it's not an experience or it's not a voucher. It's an actual thing that's in a box that you unwrap on Christmas morning.
Well, you've never seen anything like the use that this power washer has got.
Stunning.
Years later.
Well, are you washing him and all with the power washer? He's never
she
been
She takes
cleaner.
Everyone out the back.
Right, strip. Let's go. Once a week.
Hi, Ray.
Hang on, who's this over there? This is Sarah. Sarah, go.
Hi, Ray. The best... present my husband thinks he ever got me was Connect Four.
Oh, yeah, the game.
We had been on a romantic break down in Castlemarch Hotel and they had Connect Four in the library.
Right.
And I got so competitive when we were playing that I must have raised my voice because two of the bar staff came running into the library to see was everything okay.
There's killings.
So Jerry had great fun wrapping up the Connect Four for me from Sarah in Waterford.
Cheers, Sarah. The Connect Four champ. To Connect Four is, well, any board game at Christmas, there's going to be ructions, there's going to be war in the house, there's going to be raised voices.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. In our house, Connect Four particularly, and Scrabble. Scrabble gets them going. Oh, my God.
Connect Four is a great game. I think we have, like, the original one that Santa brought in the 80s. Like, it's perfect.
Do you know who the first person to play Connect Four was in Ireland?
Who was it, JP?
It was Pat Kenny.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Oh, I thought that was Screwball Scramble.
Or Mouse Trap.
And then Freeman Dowling, love to see you.
Thanks, guys. 0874-100-102.
Adios. We got, stay listening now for Mr. Grinch. He should be making an appearance in the next few minutes. And I got to play more Christmas songs for you. And Apatapata from Rose and Bruno Mars on the way as well. Stick around.
Whoa!
Mariah Carey, Santa Claus is coming to town. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Did you hear him in there, Mr. Grinch? Unbelievable, causing havoc at your local McDonald's with a new Grinch meal. Is it pickled onion or gherkin fries? Gherkin fries. And add socks with your Grinch meals at McDonald's. In your local McDonald's or via McDelivery. I've got cash on the line. Where am I ringing, John Paul?
Ringing Waterford, the great state of.
The great state of Waterford. Mm-hmm.
It's ringing.
Should be Nicola.
Nicola.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Nicola.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, it's Ray Foley here on Today FM. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you getting on?
I'm great. What's happening? I'm here in work.
You're in work now?
I am, yeah.
What's your work at? What do you do?
I'm a mortgage advisor / admin with Anita Canby Financial.
You know what? I could do with some advice, actually. I've got a mortgage.
Do you need to switch to your...
Do you know what? I think it was a bad idea. I think the whole thing was a bad idea.
You want out?
The wife, the kids, the settling down, the getting the mortgage. I think the mortgage is only a part of it, actually. I think I've got a much, much bigger problem, really, Nicola, than I think you're equipped to deal with. But let's get into it. Let's get stuck into my problems. Let's not, because we don't have all day. And Matt starts at 4:30. Hi to everyone in work. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to today?
I'd like to say hello to my husband, Niall, and my two daughters, Lauren and Ruby.
Stunning. Hi to the whole gang. Happy Christmas. Everyone excited about Christmas?
They are indeed. They can't wait for Santa.
Lovely. How old are the girls?
They are 15 and 8.
Right. Have they been good girls?
They have, for the most part.
Oh, a little hesitation there. Have to get you on hesitation there.
That elf is always watching. The elf is always watching.
Oh, he sure is.
Listen, leave the elf out of it. The Grinch is over there.
Oh, my God.
He stole a word out of that song. What was it?
Town.
It's right, well done! Yay. For you, Nicola, we have 1,000 euro. You can spend it on whatever you like. Look after yourself. Get yourself something nice between now and Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Owen Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, Today FM, playing the music you love. Alex, Warren and Ordinary and Guys, it sure is. Good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday. Wake up after that. JP, wake up after the...
Sorry. Oh, geez, I was having a stress dream that I was in work there and it was towards the end of the show.
And Alex Warren was on the radio. Little stress you have more than an Alex Warren song. Ah, guys, cop on. He's doing his best. God love him. What have I got for you? Dancing with the Stars. Stop that music, actually. Where's me Dancing with the Stars music then? Every time you play Dancing with the Stars, you're obligated to... Oh! Shaky, shaky, shimmy. Shaky, shaky, shimmy. Shaky, shaky, shimmy. Shaky, 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 shake. Okay, that's quite enough of that. Thank you very much. Dancing with the Stars, they've been announcing. We haven't talked about it at all, actually. They've been announcing for the last number of days the Dancing with the Stars lineup early in the new year on the RTEs. So Paddy's in there from the Traitors.
Solid.
Any chance we might see Andrew popping up as well? I'd say there's a 75% chance we'll see Andrew going in there as well.
There'll be at least another traitor, and the smart money would be on Andrew, I'd imagine. Was there? Is it 10 or 12 contestants? I can't remember. I want to say it's 12. I'll say 12.
I've JP glued to it every year, pretending not to know how many contestants. It's in line with my vision for Dancing with the Stars that I've had for the last 3 or 4 years, which is get the Flemings in, get Derry and Tig in, father-son situation, that'd be gas. But they might now be attempting to do it with Paddy and Andrew. We shall see.
I'd say the Flemings have definitely been asked. Who else is in there? The current Rosa Tralee, Caitlin Cummins. That's a fair shout, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Michael Fry, he was in Derry Girls, he's a comedian.
I really like Michael Fry. I think I saw him in the street the other day. Like just walking down the street. Sorry,
he wasn't dance walking, was he?
He was wearing really tight, sparkly trousers and a blazer with no t-shirt on underneath it.
And he had fake tan on as well.
Yeah, he looked stunning. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely stunning. And now they've announced another one. Who's this? Niamh Kavanagh's announced as well. All right, sorry, Eurovision icon.
Oh, we like her.
That's another thing. Sorry, this lady's from Fair City, the one they announced today. Fair City. Stephanie Kelly, she's in Fair City. Haven't seen Fair City in a while, but she's in it. We wish her well. And she's wearing the sequins in the photograph. That's the...
Has Niamh Cavanagh up? This is exactly, we're going once again into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here territory. Hasn't Niamh Cavanagh already been on Dancing with the Stars?
You kind of would think so. Herself or maybe Linda Martin, you'd nearly swear you'd seen being spun around Linda Martin on the dance floor.
See, this is the thing now.
You're not going to tell me Linda's been on the show, are you?
I bet you any money in my mind she has. And Niamh Cavanagh has definitely been on it in my mind as well. Linda Martin, DWTS, hang on. Linda Martin has been involved with Dancing with the Stars. She was a past participant of the show around 2012, it says here. So there you go. Egg on your face, JP. But Niamh Cavanagh participating for the first time. My. Armin van Helden. This is Today FM.
Ray Foley on Today FM.